T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder on a Football Friday. And this hour, Lee Sterling is going to join us. We'll get some picks from him for Sunday's games. But most importantly this hour, obviously we're going to get to headlines here. Most importantly this hour, though, today is National Chocolate Cake Day. And that's a very big deal for this particular show. It's a rough day for Solana, admittedly. Not his finest moment, the chocolate cake incident.
So Solana, what did you do that for?
Not your finest moment. So anyway, we'll get to that this hour. We'll get Lee Sterling this hour. It's all going to happen. So let's do headlines here. We'll start out the 3 o'clock hour with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'll start with the Miami Hurricanes. Offensive coordinator Josh Gattis officially let go today by Mario Cristobal. He was the fourth offensive coordinator in 5 seasons for the Canes.
Josh Gattis, we hardly knew ya. But what we knew, we didn't like.
I was going to say, did you really want to know him?
Yeah, nah, we knew you enough. We're good. We wish you well.
No, you don't.
I do. I got nothing against Josh Gattis.
Oh, okay.
It was a plodding offense, you know. Wasn't exactly. As John Michaels said in the last hour, it wasn't exactly like an air raid. It was like, oh, I can't wait for the offense to get back out on the field. It wasn't exactly that.
Yeah, like he brought up Dan Mullen. John brought up Dan Mullen, where Dan Mullen had us good for a little bit, and then we went
little
to
wit.
Hell. But like, little bit, tiny little bit. Just a little bit. But
it's a rough
like
day for Solana. Just give him a little leeway.
But like McElwain? I don't like McElwain. If I see McElwain out somewhere, I'm not speaking to him.
Yeah, their offense really was trash, by the way. They finished 2022 ranked 96th in out of 131 FBS teams in rushing offense, 60th in passing offense, with a guy who coming into the year was a Heisman hopeful. Not that he was a favorite.
Well,
didn't
they go, wasn't there one game they went 6 quarters without scoring a touchdown?
Yeah. Remember Virginia?
I mean, in one game, yeah. Went to overtime. Like, I mean, it was a plodding offense. So, you know, it's one thing to have a bad offense, but at least it's exciting. And it's who was the dude that was running the offense for the Hurricanes? Trying to blank on his name.
Enos?
No, not Enos. What was his name?
It's 305.
Dale. And that, you know, I mean, Dale. You couldn't even catch your breath.
Dale. Ken Dorsey.
Thank you, Jimmy. No. 305 Alarm, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Looking up the Canes offensive coordinator history.
He was there the couple seasons before.
With Al Golden?
No, not Al Golden. It was
with Richt.
No, not Richt. You keep going way too far back. You're forgetting the Manny Diaz era.
Oh man, I was laughing too hard at these chains and these buckets and all the things y'all use to encourage yourselves.
Can't.
Yeah, he was great.
His name. Someone will text it in.
He must be a good friend of yours. Yeah.
It was exciting.
By the way,
someone will text it in. I know they will.
Nope.
There was an update on Tua Tagovailoa.
Rhett Lashley.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where is he at? SMU
Thank
now?
Thank you, texters. Thank you, texters.
Mm-hmm. SMU. The update on Tua, according to ESPN, he remains in concussion protocol and will not participate in next week's Pro Bowl games. He was going to be an alternate for either Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, whoever ends up going on to the Super Bowl, but he will not participate.
All right. So he's listen, obviously it was a significant concussion that he suffered, and they're going to be extremely cautious. You even said it at the beginning of the week where you said the optics of him playing in the Pro Bowl, even though it's the Pro Bowl games, it's not even a Pro Bowl, you know, it's all skills competitions. You even said the optics would be bad. So if that, I mean, if he's in the concussion protocol by 1%, just be extra careful and, you know.
I'm with you.
I've
never seen a guy in concussion protocol for a month.
Someone had texted in earlier in the show, Seathan Carter was in for the entire season. The entire season he was in the concussion protocol.
Seathan.
No, what is that? Are you making a point?
Seathan.
Last time we did that, it was Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord Perry. Throwing the spitter.
Tonight, the Heat, 8 p.m., they play the Magic from Miami-Dade Arena. Final game of a three-game homestand. They're 2-0.
And, what time's that game tip off?
8 p.m.
Wow.
8 p.m. tonight, Hawk.
8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
That must be on national TV, I guess.
No, it's not, actually.
It's not?
It's not on national TV.
That's crazy.
They also play the Hornets Sunday on the road. They start a four-game road trip. That's a 1 p.m. tip-off on Sunday.
Oh, 1 p.m.?
Take it back by every start.
The Florida Panthers, they also play tonight. They host the LA Kings 7 p.m. And they also play tomorrow night, 6 p.m. They host the Boston Bruins. And the big news regarding the Panthers, Barkov, he's going to replace Maple Leaf star Austin Matthews in the All-Star roster.
That is right. Sasha Barkov on the All-Star roster. So the Heat game tonight, you will hear on 560 WQAM. You have Solana, what time, 6:45 for pre-heat?
Yes, sir.
You get Heat tonight on 560 QAM. You will get Doug Plagans and Florida Panthers hockey on 96.5 FM HD2.
Canes Hoops, they'll play at Pitt tomorrow, a 4 p.m. tip-off from the home of Dan Marino.
Ah, yes. Right? That is true.
Pittsburgh, yep.
And then you're on...
What's the sandwich place in Pittsburgh? I always talk about it. There's one in Fort Lauderdale.
Promanti Brothers.
Isn't that Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Promanti Brothers.
Isn't that Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Dan Marino have a nickname?
Wow.
Danny Boy or something?
Dan the Man. No, it's Dan the Man.
Dan the Man.
Yeah. That's a lot better than the Sheriff, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
The Sheriff's lame.
I mean, Dan the Man, though. I mean, what Dan hasn't been called Dan the Man at some point?
Yeah. That, like, those nicknames, like MJ, when you use the initials, I don't think that's a nickname. Those are initials.
Yeah, but he was also Air Jordan, so he had, like, a nickname as well.
Yeah. But with the Sheriff, didn't a Heat player was, like, the Corporal or something like that?
I had a friend of mine from Chicago text me yesterday after the show and said there is not a single incident in recorded history of Horace Grant being called the General.
But just Google it. Google it.
I'm just telling you. I was surprised. I was a Bulls fan growing up. He still lives in Chicago. He says not a single incident in recorded history has Horace Grant ever been called the General.
We had him on the show one time.
We did. We never called him the General. We had Gary Payton on. I called him the Glove. I also called him Gare.
That was terrible. You were real comfortable that day.
That was a weird moment.
Gear.
Let's see what else I have. Oh, NFL Sunday schedule. Eagles, Niners, NFC Championship game. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. And then AFC Championship game is at 6:30. The Chiefs, They host the Bengals.
All right, we're going to talk with Lee Sterling in the next segment. I just want to see what the lines are right now. Yeah, still Bengals plus 1.5, Niners plus 2.5.
All right, guys. And just a random factoid for you guys here since we have a second. Baskin-Robbins. We're all familiar with Baskin-Robbins. Did you know it was almost Robbins-Baskin?
You know, two guys' last names?
Is that so?
Yeah, so they were brother-in-laws. Burton Baskin was married to Irv Robbins' sister. Her name was Shirley. They each had ice cream shops. They decided to merge in 1948, and they flipped a coin for who would go first. They flipped a coin, and Baskin won.
Hmm. How about that? So it could have been Robbins Baskin.
Robbins Baskin.
Would it have made it? Like you say, Rocky, if Rocky's name was George?
It's because I know the story is similar with Haagen-Dazs, right? It was very close to it being Daz Hagen.
I don't know.
I made that up. I think Haagen-Dazs means something, but that would be funny if we just did that with a whole bunch of... I know 7-Eleven, they had originally thought 11-7 didn't work because then they'd be closed most of the day.
Yeah, wrong with you.
Hey, we're going to be open 11 till 7. Well, what if we made it 7-Eleven? And interesting.
You're 24 hours.
Yeah, a lot of people wonder why they bother having locks on the doors.
For insurgents.
It's a great point. And that is the official reason if you look in the handbook.
Your weather, sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Call them 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, it looks like it might rain here in El Portal, but it's 70 degrees, kind of gloomy out today. Your lows tonight will dip into the low 60s. That is your weather.
Like a winter night. Lee Sterling, professional handicapper. He is going to join us in the next segment and hopefully give us some winners.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. And I want to be where the lights are shining on me.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Well, we gave it a shot.
Playoff time, baby.
Playoff time. Let's get some winners. Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You want to jump right into it, Lee?
Well, first, I just want to bring up something. I got actually a DM last week after the segment, and someone asked one of the listeners, my strongest play was a teaser play and moving both of the favorites that we took to get
which
them
was a great
under
teaser,
the four
by the
key
way.
Numbers. Three, four, six, and seven. And so I did a little bit of research to find out how important moving the line here is on a teaser. And since 2015, when they moved the extra point back, there have been 121 games that have been lined anywhere from 8 8.5 to 9 points, and only two of those 121 games fell exactly on two. So to move a line and to get under two is really not that important. It's really to get under the number three. And of games lined between -7 and -10, the favorite won by two in only six out of 423 games. So
wow.
Playing teasers, very important to get under those four key numbers. Getting under three. As long as you can get under three down to 2.5, that's the key. It's not important to get under the number two.
I will say it was an excellent teaser because had we not teased those two games, we would have ended up with a loser. So we applaud you for that. All right, the early one is Bengals and Chiefs. This line has gone up and down all week, and we have already placed our bet. I'm not going to tell you what it is till you give us your pick. Last I looked, Bengals are 1.5-point dogs now.
Yes. So the lines move four times over or under zero, which is almost unheard of, and it's obviously based only, I feel, on the situation as far as Patrick Mahomes' health. I think right now Joe Burrow is a better quarterback. And even with, and I thought going into last week, he would be in trouble with the three offensive linemen out. But when you throw the ball, releasing the ball 2.25 seconds on average, it's going to be pretty tough to sack him. And they can even run the ball. 27 rushes last week for 138 yards. Hit 30 first downs in the game here. I just think that this Kansas City team is in trouble. I just think Cincinnati's had their number. I'm going to take the 1.5 points. I would not be surprised. I think the line's going to close as KC -2.5. So I would say it's fine to bet it now. Very few games fall on two also, as I just talked about. But I do think the Kansas City will end up the 2.5-point favorite, and I think Cincinnati wins the game 28-24.
That is the bet that we put in. We put in Bengals +1.5 because what it had was Monday. It was Bengals +1. Crowder said put it in, and I was like, it's a little bit early. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's Bengals -2.5.
Right.
But when it was 1.5 this morning, I put it in.
I feel good about it.
As do I. All right, how about the later game, Eagles and Niners?
Defense. I think this game is going to have more defense. I think Philadelphia, which had 26 more sacks as a team than San Francisco, is a team without a weakness now because we know that Jalen Hurts is probably very close to 100%. That was the pause for concern going into the playoffs with them. They... I don't know if I've ever seen this. They have four guys on the defensive line with 10 or more sacks. I haven't been able to find out if that's a record, but I think they have the better pass rush. I think they have the better pass rushing depth. Also, the Eagles were number one in pass defense. Guy underrated safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson. No one talks about this guy. He leads the league in interceptions, and he missed five games. He had six interceptions here, so I just think that the San Francisco team, people are starting to figure out Brock Purdy a little bit. He's 7-0. He'll be 7-1 after Sunday night.
That's the other bet that we put in. We put in Eagles minus the points. So should we? Have you been doing well during the NFL playoffs? Should I feel good that we're already on your two picks, or should I be leery?
I think I'm 7-6 overall, a little above 500. But
right. Listen, I'd give my left arm to be a little over 500 right now.
We had a bad run, Lee.
It's been a bad run, Lee. It's been a bad run.
Hey, can turn around. That's the best thing about gambling.
The best. And I hope it happens. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Give us another winner this weekend. Give us something else.
Okay, my biggest winner is going to be a prop play in one of the two games. Even though I'm taking Cincinnati, I'm going to play the over 24.5 pass completions for Patrick Mahomes, -125. I think with less running, I've experienced a high ankle sprain. It is something I think even with the best of treatment, he's going to be about 70-75%, so I expect him to run less, more screen plays. think that they're going to have to go also with a lot of 12 different sets. And what a 12 offensive set here, just to explain it briefly, it's one running back and two tight ends. I think they want to protect him, and less downfield passing, more completion. So that'll be my top play for the weekend.
All right, I like it. And you do think, though, just not that it's going to matter to us, but you think that Kansas City line will get even larger, almost up to 2.5.
Yeah, the news coming out is that he's probably healthier than we thought early in the week or after watching him finish the game last Sunday. So with that cause for optimism on his health, I think that's why the line's going to end up rising. Remember, he can go down, or he can be in bad shape, pretty quickly in a game if he gets hit. And I think it's the main thing they're going to do is focus on protecting him. So, although Chad Henne played probably one of his best games, probably, he looked great.
Nice,
I thought he should have gotten player of the game.
Yeah, he led them on a nice drive that was crucial for that game. It really was.
Right.
Hey, Lee, quick. Yeah. Is the unknown of Patrick Mahomes' health, is that better for the book or for us?
Probably for the book. I think you're going to see more action. I think you'll see more in-game wagering on this game than we've seen in the past. I think a lot of people are going to want to watch and see what happens in the first series or two and see how he looks. So it's not going to be – I like both sides. It's not one of the strongest wagers I'll ever play. The public, they go out there and they plunge, on these type of games. Super Bowl, I could tell someone it's my smallest play of the year and they're going to play it on the average 2-3 times their normal play. It's a Super Bowl play. This is a NFL championship game. So I think most of the professionals will play it like a normal play and do a lot of in-game wagering. Did you play with Chad Channing?
Yes. He got drafted my third year. He went second round behind Jake Long.
Crazy. I was shocked. I thought he was 33, 34 years old, 37 years old.
And Lee, he was terrible with the Dolphins. I tell the story where I thought I was getting better because I was intercepting him at practice. And I'm like, oh, I figured this NFL thing out. He was just terrible.
Well, it shows you what coaching can do, right?
Not too shady.
Andy Reid done a pretty good
Andy
job.
Andy Reid, I mean, yeah, Crowder loves Andy Reid. Yeah. Lee Sterling, the website, ParamountSports.com. I'm on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. He likes the Bengals getting the points. He likes the Eagles laying the points. And a prop on Sunday, over 24.5 completions for Patrick Mahomes. Lee, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
As much as I enjoy talking gambling, I enjoy talking chocolate cake just as much. And we're going to do that in the next segment. Today is National Chocolate Cake Day. We would be remiss if we didn't celebrate Alejandro Solana and his entire family on this very special day. So we're going to do that in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Give it to me, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, today is National Chocolate Cake Day. And when I found this out yesterday, I texted you and Solana just a picture of a big chocolate cake. And Solana immediately texted back, I was hoping you wouldn't find out.
He didn't sleep last night.
So this is a great moment in our show's history. This, I can make the argument, is my favorite segment of all time. That's how much there's so many tentacles to it. I will tell you this, for people who've listened to this before and they've heard it, you probably are aware that we laugh and it's all in great fun, and it's why I enjoy it. I went to the Barry Manilow concert a couple Fridays ago with Solana, his girlfriend, but more importantly, his mom and dad, Eduardo and Deborah, came. And at the end of the night, we were in the suite, and at the end of the night, I very innocently brought up the chocolate cake. And I immediately saw Deborah Solana kind of recoil. And Solana himself, I could tell he just wanted to move it along. Like it wasn't anything that he wanted to relitigate in front of his parents, because Deborah especially feels like she is unfairly portrayed during this segment. Am I correct with that, Solana?
That is a very fair statement.
Okay. She doesn't like the way that this played out. And admittedly, you do throw her under the bus in this segment.
The second I got a chance to, I threw everybody under the bus. There's no doubt about it.
Is this still an issue at the house when you go over for dinner?
Yeah, my parents, you know, they were doing me a solid, right? I have stairs. They don't. So I get ACL surgery. They tell me, hey, move in. We'll take care of you. So already, you know, they're doing me a huge favor. They're both taking off from work. They're working from home.
I remember even you couldn't wipe your butt. They used to have to wipe your butt for you.
That was what you guys made
up. We have Leroy Horde. We have a Leroy Horde segment where he can't believe that you can't wipe your butt.
Right, and that's not true. That's not how it played out. It's just how you guys interpreted it. But whatever. Nonetheless, they were already going out of their way to help me, and I repaid them by just throwing them under the bus live on the radio. Right, well,
here it is, a National Chocolate Cake Day. I'll set the scene for you. I'm in the studio with Crowder, and Solana is doing the show from home. He is just a couple days removed from having ACL surgery. I have sent him from Chicago some deep dish pizzas and a chocolate cake. And hilarity ensued, if you will. Here's our celebration of National Chocolate Cake Day. So over the weekend, I had, because Solana got home from the hospital, I had Chicago deep dish pizzas shipped to his house to feed him and his family who's taking care of him. You're at your parents' house, right? Not at your house.
Right. Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
You can do the microphone off and on thing again, huh? You're gonna stick with that, huh?
No, I'm here.
it's just so herky-jerky because I'm like, yeah, so you're at your parents' house, right? Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
It's ridiculous.
So I had deep dish Chicago pizzas sent to him from Lou Malnati's and some chocolate cake as well. So did you eat the deep dish pizzas?
I ate one of them. I did.
And you ate the whole deep dish pizza yourself? Mm.
I ate 3/4 of it by myself.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's heavy duty. Yeah. And what did you think?
Oh, it was delicious.
What?
Because
you always tease me because I order in the pizzas from Chicago and it's expensive, and you're like, just drive down to Kendall. They've got deep dish pizza.
Right.
So what was better?
Yeah, Manhattan, Chicago, in Kendall has deep dish pizza, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Manhattan, which is New York, and Kendall, which is not Chicago. Strange that they have good deep dish
great
Chicago pizza. They do, yeah.
No, this was really good. It's frozen pizza.
Right. It's so, still shipped so it's not like getting it at the restaurant. Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I put a whole pie in, and me and my girlfriend were going to split it, and she ate one, like, fourth. You cut it into fours, and she was stuffed.
Yeah.
And I had the first and then my second piece, and then there was one more piece there.
It's the same. This is the same routine I have with Lori. Every time I order in Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I'll cut it into fourths. Then after one slice, my wife can't eat anymore. And then I can't just stare at the one piece even though I'm full. Because
right.
They're like, it's one piece. It's a quarter. And what about that chocolate cake? That was just part of the package. There was a package available. And so I was like, I'll give him a chocolate cake too. How was that?
Yeah, well, we haven't had it yet because, I indulged into a deep dish pizza. I ate almost the whole thing by myself.
Right,
then
you're not exercising either, so you're probably feeling like extra fat.
I know I am extra fat. I feel like I've gained back all the weight that I lost over the past couple months already, and it's only been 5 days. My parents were going to make it yesterday, but they don't know how to, they don't know how to make it. They don't know if they have to thaw it first because it's in the freezer. Or if they just throw it in the oven, but it's a chocolate cake, does it go in the oven? They don't know how to do this.
No, it's a chocolate cake.
Already, yeah.
Put it on the counter, and it'll be room temperature like any other cake. And then
but it's frozen. It came frozen.
Right. So you don't eat it frozen. Put it on the counter so it thaws out, so it looks like an actual chocolate cake. I thought you were doing a bit on me. He texted me.
I was on the thread.
Oh, you were on the thread.
Yes.
So he snapped me when he got the Chicago pizzas, and I snapped him back and I just said, hey, I'm going to give you a little hack. It says to cook them for 45 minutes, cook them for an hour and a half or else it's going to be runny. And I said, okay. He texts us over the weekend, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? And I didn't respond because I thought you were doing a bit. It's a frozen cake. What do you think? You're going to bake it? You're going to bake a cake that's frosted?
I don't know. Ask Deborah. I don't. What the hell do I know about a cake?
It already has frosting on it, right?
Of course, it's in the cake. you thought about putting it in the oven to bake?
That's the thought out a little. maybe.
How many Solanas does it take to make a frozen
Jimmy,
cake?
Jimmy, have you ever heard of putting a frosted cake in the oven to bake?
Never.
Of course not. It's the craziest thing.
Damn, Jimmy.
Are you serious? So that wasn't a joke when you said, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? I thought you were kidding.
No, I think that's a normal question. I mean, it's something that's frozen. How can we best... how can we get the most out of this frozen cake?
Unfreeze it.
I don't know.
Unfreeze it. It's frozen. So
right, but I mean, there's several ways you can unfreeze a cake.
Oh,
I mean,
is that so? What? Throw it in the bathtub? You want to throw it in the bathtub? Unfreeze the cake?
No, I mean, you put it in the oven maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You would put. I can't get past this. You would take a frosted cake that's been baked and put it in the oven.
My mom's texting me. You were never putting it in the oven. I'm not so sure about that, Deborah. Because I think there was a conversation with my dad about maybe, you know, heating up the oven for a little. So I'm not too sure about that.
No, when you want to enjoy the cake, like several hours before you want to enjoy it, take it out of the freezer. And then it'll thaw out. And then after you have a couple slices at room temperature, if you want to put it in the fridge to keep it cool, then that's normal. Like, treat it like a cake.
It's a cake. I just see a whole family sitting around staring at this cake. What are we going to do with this?
This is much like the Da Vinci Code. Something that's going to require some significant effort to figure out. Why did Hawk send us this riddle?
Text Hawk. Get a hint.
I can't believe that. And I'm assuming they don't send instructions with it like they do the pizza, because who the hell would need instructions to thaw out a cake?
Yep, no instructions.
Of course not.
You haven't eaten it yet?
No, they don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the oven?
It's in the oven right now.
They have no idea what to do with it.
No, but what kind of instructions is that?
Take it out.
They're just staring.
What kind of instructions is that? Oh, just leave it out. No, I don't want to just leave it out.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake, put on plate. Take fork, make peace, put in mouth. What instructions would you need? I can't even believe this.
I mean, had you just answered the text message, we could have avoided this.
I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. I cannot believe that.
I don't know how to make
frozen cake. I don't know what to do with it.
It's like an apple pie. You ever get those apple pies? You throw them in the freezer. A couple months later, you put them in the oven. They're good as new. Good as new.
Right.
Like they were just baked.
Right, but they don't have frosting on them. You understand what would happen if you put a frosted chocolate cake in the oven?
It would defrost much quicker than just leaving it out. I'll tell you that.
Put it in the microwave.
My God, I am stunned. All-time classic segment right there. That is the perfect celebration of National Chocolate Cake Day. And we have the added effect. We are still, I know, you know, we talked about this months ago, but we're going to go live on Twitch, our show, and YouTube. And so we've been doing today's show. Me and Crowder are both home, and Solana's in the studio, but we are on a private StreamYard screen, and so we were able to watch Solana react as that segment takes place, and it was that much more enjoyable for us.
Good job, Solana.
Funny, man. It is so funny. So is someone wanted an update on the cake. Do you think it is still in your parents' freezer?
100%. It is still in that freezer. Not even a joke.
That's so great. All right, let's move along here because we've got a lot to get to in the 4 o'clock hour. First, because today is Friday, I want to talk about Toro Toro, which is downtown Miami's hottest steakhouse. They're open for lunch, dinner, unlimited bottomless Sunday brunch. But Fuego Fridays are back, Crowder, and that makes tonight a little extra special at Toro Toro.
I am telling you, going down to Fuego Fridays, they have the fire dancers now. You got your entertainment. You already got the delicious food. I'm talking about they have the steaks. The steaks are world-renowned. The seafood, the sea bass, the swordfish dip. I'm telling you, man, I love it. Right there at Intercontinental, and then they have that park across the street. You can walk down the water after dinner. Romantic, chill out. I'm telling you, man, Toro Toro got it all.
Be a great night. And then don't forget Sunday, you got the Toro Toro Sunday Funday Brunch, bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, unlimited buffet featuring tableside carvings and Rodizio meats and unlimited seafood and ceviche and the endless dessert bar. It is all going off. I mean, you're looking for a place for dinner tonight. You got Fuego Fridays at Toro Toro. You're looking for a place tomorrow or Sunday before football. You do the Sunday fun day brunch there. Then you go home, watch football starting at 3 o'clock. I mean, what a weekend that we just planned for you. So.
That Bloody Mary bar
mm-hmm.
and then football. Boy, you can't beat that on a Sunday.
If you want to see the full menu and all the events coming up, just visit torotoromiami.com. Again, Toro Toro, they're located inside the Intercontinental Miami on Biscayne Bay. They're open 7 days a week. You can follow them on Instagram at Toro Toro Miami or check out the website, torotoromiami.com.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Today unruly, tomorrow crack.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.